The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, and welcome to the 17th episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to share your opinion, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or you can follow us on socials at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is. We're going to BBC's Shanice, okay? She's going to give us a rundown of the hottest topics. I feel like we should change the segment name, you know, to BBC.
I'll call it BBC Shanice.
Like, she's going to give us a rundown of any of the hottest K-topics, any scandals, tea, anything exciting that's happened in the past week or so that we should know about. So spill the tea, girl.
First and foremost, you know I gotta plug the static, that drops on my Instagram at kpopbox_. We will cover different stories, but let's get into the hot topics over here. So first, EXO's Baekhyun woke up chasing violence because he responded to a tweet from an anti-fan of Chae and Len. So this particular anti-fan tweeted a video where she was playing an EXO song, and once she heard Chen's voice, she basically said an explicit Korean word. And then Baekhyun responded to that tweet with, "I love you." Right? So some fans were confused, saying that, oh, maybe he didn't know that this person was cursing Chen. But I read the response as sarcasm.
If you know Baekhyun, okay, yeah, like he can. Yeah. He can sit with us, okay? Let's not.
So there was like a whole debate saying, oh, I don't think he understood. Bear in mind, like, I feel like the tweet was in Korean, so I was a bit confused why this debate was going on. But yeah, there was this whole debate, and I was like, I bet you he was being sarcastic, because this is not the first time that he's responded to things online. So this is kind of like a Baekhyun thing to do.
Exactly.
In my eyes.
It makes sense, okay?
Yeah. So we rule it as sarcasm. Next case.
Next caller.
Next caller. Next story is our queen, CL. She will be featuring in Christian's or DPR Ian's new song called No Blueberries, which would also feature DPR Live. And this will be released on the 18th of December. Christian uploaded pictures on his IG, showing the MV filming site. And we were also shown pictures that he's with CL. So our fake real couple are coming back. I'm so excited. Oh my God. So happy. And last but not least, Twitter announced the most tweeted K-pop accounts of 2020. So there's 10 accounts. I want you to guess the top five, Shay, and then I'll reveal the top five. So who do you think is at number? You can go from 1 to 5, or you can go from 5 to 1. It's up to you, whatever's easier for you.
Well, counting in general is hard, but thank you.
Oh my God.
Number one, BTS. Like,
okay.
It just makes sense. I'm not a Twitter girl. Who else is on Twitter? I don't know. Is GOT7 on Twitter? I don't know.
It's basically the most tweeted. So
it could be about groups.
It could be about, or it could be like through retweets and stuff like that.
Okay. I would say
not necessarily how many tweets they send. It's how much response they get.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. okay. Yeah. BTS still number one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like NCT's had a lot going on this year, so they have to be up there.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe EXO. They've had a lot happen as well. Mm-hmm. GOT7. Girl groups. I don't know. It's been pretty
one
quiet
more.
Girl groups, no? I'm just going to chuck in Blackpink. Yeah.
Okay. So in order. Now say in order.
Okay.
From 1 to 5. Do you think? So you said BTS is number
one. Okay, so BTS is number one. BTS number one. Blackpink number 2, NCT 3, GOT7 4, and EXO.
Yeah. All right. So let's at number 10, we have Stray Kids. Ooh. At number 9, we have Treasure. That's quite surprising. Yeah. Actually, not really, but I don't know. Okay. At number 8, we have ATEEZ. Mm-hmm. At number 7, we have TXT. At number 6, we have NCT 127.
Okay.
At number 5, we have GOT7, which I'm surprised about because I thought NCT would be higher than GOT7.
Yeah.
At number 4, which is surprising, is 17.
That makes sense because of the whole drama.
For the Cupid shuffle thing, yes. Maybe.
Okay.
And number 3 is Blackpink, right?
Okay.
And Blackpink also placed number 7 among the most tweeted musicians worldwide.
Okay.
Number 2 is EXO. Mm-hmm. And this is from Suho's and Kai's solo projects. Got the most attention. In March, Suho held a Twitter Blue Room Live, which I think is just like a Twitter Live, to celebrate his solo promotions. And the tweet announcing Kai's solo debut received 310,000 likes and 140,000 retweets.
As it should.
And of course, at number 1 is BTS.
Of course.
I think they've held this title for the fourth year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the most tweeted about account, to be honest.
In general.
So the most tweeted account in general, the most K-pop tweeted account, and the most tweeted musician account globally. So we're not surprised though, because they're BTS. Yeah. And that is Hot Topics. Next topic is Say What? We send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and hot tea. You can send it to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on social media @howyouatyou. Take it away, Shay.
Yes, and we also have a TikTok now, just saying, so you can hit us up over there as well. Don't ask me what the at is, but...
Isn't it is at there? How you know?
I would hope so. I think I made it.
You made it!
But anyway, our very first unpopular opinion for today is K-pop idols and their English pronunciation is actually really bad. Hear me out. I speak English, in brackets they put I'm an American, and I cannot stand the mispronunciation. I don't know why. So when K-pop idols that don't say some words correctly, I just smile in pain.
I think you have to be fair because half the time when English is sprinkled into a song, I doubt they know what it is. We probably butcher some Korean. They're probably thinking, oh, don't do that, baby girl.
Let's not. Onion, haseyos, I've heard. Oh, girl.
The only thing that irks me is, for example, if they do have an English speaker in the group and on the recorded version, I'm not talking about live because obviously we do lives that can vary. But if it's recorded, so you've been in the studio, they've told you to do this bit again and again and again, and it sounds off, and you have an English speaker in your group, but it doesn't like annoy me. Like, it doesn't, I'm not like, why is it wrong? But it's just like, interesting.
Very. Yeah, I agree. I think, like, when they're trying to make an effort or they're speaking and they pronounce things wrong and stuff, like, this is not their native language. So you just have to appreciate that they're trying if you're referring to when they do interviews and stuff. But in songs, some of my favorite examples are EXO songs, like back in the day, EXO songs. Like, yeah, they don't have a native English speaker in the group, but some of Sehun's raps make no sense. And I'm just, that's my 2 cents on the matter. Yeah.
No, my favorite line is Super Junior. What is it? Close your lips, shut your tongue. That's not even a mispronunciation. That's just wrong. Yeah. How does one shut your tongue? But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you win. So I guess we kind of agree. Like, it doesn't, if you're referring to when they do if you're talking about when they do interviews and stuff, as like non-native speakers, I guess they're just trying the best that they know. But they can work on like making English lyrics and songs make sense a bit more.
But that's not even her opinion, it's about pronunciation.
Yeah.
I'm not too fussed about pronunciation. If I get what you mean, I get what you mean, and I move on.
So the next person said, some folks talk about their faves like they know them, and it's kind of low-key cringe. Thoughts and feelings.
I agree.
Yes.
No, do you know, this is what I hate. Oh my gosh, I hate this so much. I'm sorry. I hate when people say, the duality of, just say I'm of you, the duality of Shay. Because 1 minute they're like serious, and the next minute they're smiling. That's normal human emotion. Yes. Sometimes you're like power mode, like work mode, yeah. Fierce. And other modes you're like, I'm a child at heart or whatever. Yeah. We're human. We won't have one emotion.
Do people have their like passing jokes like, like this one's my husband or this one told me this? Like if it's just like a brief joke and it isn't too deep, I don't mind it. But when people are like, like this person doesn't like this, so you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
or like, I don't know, I feel like I've heard people write on posts like, like Jin wouldn't be proud of you doing this, like he's not your dad, like that's just so, I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird,
and it'd be always like underneath a joke or something where you can, yeah, obviously see it's a joke. Like someone might be like, I don't know, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but someone would make a joke to say about Jin or whatever, mm-hmm, and you could tell it's like an inner fandom lighthearted joke. Then yeah, you have someone that will just ruin it, but like, you know, Jin wouldn't like that, da 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 da, because you know his mom said, and but I'm like, what are you talking about?
Like what?
Chow. Anyway, so I agree.
Yeah, we agree with that one. Okay, next person said, Lisa is an amazing dancer, but in my opinion she's not the best female idol dancer out there.
She probably isn't.
Yeah, like I can't deny that she's a good dancer, but I don't feel like I would say she's the best. I don't know, and there's nothing against her.
Yeah, I do know what I feel like it is. And someone sent this unpopular opinion to us, which was posted on our Instagram on Monday, where they said that they feel like, well, they said it in more harsher words. They said girl group choreography sucks. But I wouldn't say it sucks. I kind of like some girl group dances now, but mm-hmm, I still feel like they put a limit on them, but they don't get like powerful, punchy choreography that other like male groups will get. Do you get what I mean? And it's not like they can't do it, because you'll see like girl groups like Weekly or Luna, like they will cover like EXO dances or NCT dances with ease. This is a walk in the park for them. Companies don't want to give girl groups these dances. We don't get to see the full extent of their dance unless they do a cover of something or whatever.
I want to see them do more. I don't know, for some reason off the top of my head I'm thinking like if ITZY done like some Stray Kids style choreography and like proper like intense and with it, I feel like they'd be able to pull it off.
Yeah,
one day, hopefully.
I feel like it will. I feel like recently I can see the choreography being more dancey, less walking.
Okay, so yeah, we agree. I don't know if we agree with that one, but we want to see more.
We don't feel like she's the best, but it's kind of hard to judge everyone else because we don't get to see it as often.
People that do know a lot about their idols actually don't. Idols only show an image on TV and in front of fans. If you think about it, do we really know who they truly are? What are their true personalities? What are their real relationships with the members? What if some members actually hate each other, but in front of other people, they act nice?
We've said this before.
Yeah, we've spoken about this.
I told you, like, how many episodes am I going to repeat? Your idols are actors. They're actors. They're playing a role. Like, there's a cheeky one, there's a funny one. And it's the same as if you go to work. Like, not saying that still isn't a part of you, but the way that you interact with work colleagues or even customers, because fans are customers. Sorry to burst someone's bubble. They don't go home thinking about you. You're a customer. Am I wrong?
No. Well, if you get down to nitty-gritty, like, that is what it is.
You're a customer.
And I feel like, funny enough, like, some of these people, like, we're still not, because we're not like close friends with them or in like close proximity to them or in their life, we're still not getting the full image. But you'll see maybe like after some groups have maybe disbanded or some artists have gone on and done more solo stuff or had a platform to speak more, like you're seeing their true kind of essence come out, which is quite different to their typical idolness, which is interesting to see. But at the end of the day, they're humans and it is their job.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I wonder if there are groups where, for example, this person, like their on stage persona, like they're the best of friends. They're the two members that fans actually like kind of ship together, if that makes sense. But yeah. They're backstage, they're like, oh, beep you, man. Like, move. Why is your sock over here? Like, it's like, I swear, if this guy keeps talking to me, I'm going to punch him in the face. You can't punch him. We've got to go on stage in a second. Well, get him out of this room.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like, the Real Housewives type, like, program. But oh K-pop idols. Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. We're never going to get that, but it would be hilarious. I don't know. Like, I love all of NCT, and you lot know this, but the fights that must happen in their dorms, I'm bringing popcorn because the languages, they could just switch out, start cussing you in a different language. Like,
so what'd you say? Why? If you got something to say, say in Korean, innit? Say in Korean. Why are you talking Japanese for? Oh, okay. All right then. I'll speak Cantonese, innit? Like, okay, continue, innit? Continue. Or do you think NCT gets annoyed when they go into like a meeting and then the CEO's like, all right, guys, two new members are joining. They're like, well, that's less lines for me. I was only in 5 seconds of the last song and I'm definitely not going to get anything.
No, like, I think the concept of adding members is interesting, but I like where they're at now. Like, I don't think I'll be able to handle any more members. Like,
I was fine when they added Jungwoo and Lucas. I thought, okay, that's enough.
No, like, oh, no, we're not done.
Here's some more.
Yeah, I'm happy Shotaro's there. You guys know he's my adoptive son. He don't know it, but yeah, I don't think I'll be able to cope with more children. Even Taeyong, when he was on like an interview, they were like, oh, like, how is it being like in NCT and being the leader? And he was like, I have 23 children or like 22 children. And it's fun. Like, you can see the parental strain in his eyes.
He's the one breaking up all the fights. That's exactly what it is.
But yeah, and it must be a funny, just to touch on this, it must be like an interesting dynamics, because obviously in Korean there's like a lot of respect and like hype and need to be respectful to like your elders and stuff, because he's not the oldest out of like all the NCT lot. So having to lead them, but there's also like elders. It must be interesting. I'd pay to watch that show. I'm sorry. I'd pay good money. Moving on to our very last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, when you say you're a K-pop fan, but you only know BTS, you're a BTS fan, not a K-pop fan. Thoughts and feelings.
I agree. The end.
Yeah, but it's true. That's all we had time for.
But it's true. Yeah. And that's fine if you're just a BTS fan.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's fine if you're... Yeah. If you're a multi fan and like different artists from the same genre, you're a K-pop fan. It's not rocket science. I might like Jay-Z, but it doesn't mean I listen to all the other hip-hop artists. So I can't call myself a hip-hop fan. I can call myself a Jay-Z fan. It's not really unpopular opinion. It's just common sense. I guess Western media will kind of just bunch you all together because they don't really care. But
exactly.
I agree. That's it.
Yeah, we agree with that one. Oh, I can see one more. I know. I said that was the last one, but we can do this one pretty quickly. Just because your fave is big doesn't mean that you have the right to tell other fandoms and their groups to work harder. Literally, working hard does nothing.
What?
I don't know if it's worded weird, but what I'm getting from this is like sometimes people have like, who are fans of really big groups or really big artists, they will say to like other smaller acts or other smaller fandoms, like, oh, maybe if like your fave worked harder, they would be seen more and that sort of thing. But there are so many groups that have been going for years that maybe didn't have access to the right resources or just didn't pop off, but they've worked hard.
Every group works hard. The end.
That's it.
When he said work hard, I thought this person meant fans work hard. I'm like, what does that mean? Stream more or?
No, I think like in general, just like saying that, oh, like if your group and your fandom worked harder, they would be bigger.
I'm sorry, like just concentrate on your group. No one asked you to come over here and tell me.
My business? Don't do that.
Like no one told you to come over here and I didn't ask for your advice.
That's it. Yeah.
The end.
That's all our unpopular opinions for today. Do remember, guys, that you can DM us or email us at halut@gmail.com with any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, or requests. And now we're at the end of the episode, so it's time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know what's been on our radar, anything we're listening to, watching, or want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Shay, I don't know if you've heard this. I heard it today, and I was like, what is going on? NCT. NCT released an English version to Make a Wish.
Oh, it's been there. Let's
we can do this all night. Huh? Listen, I swear, like, NCT just uses their English version to mean explicit.
Wild.
Because it has a whole complete...
I thought that was just like Wavy's job, but they're branching out.
So if you want to just listen to it, I have no words.
Yeah, it's quite an experience, actually. Funny enough, I played it for my mom yesterday. Don't ask me why. Because she was like, when she listened to the regular version and I was playing her the MV, and she was like, are they speaking English or like what? Because she was like hearing the bits and bobs of words. And I don't know what possessed me to be like, oh, mom, don't worry, there's an English version. But yeah, that's that. So for my radar, something that has been on my radar, he's always on my radar, Kai, and he's still doing his promotions for his... album and song and everything. Beautiful. Oh, lovely. We love it. But he was on like one of those Korean comedy shows and he was like having to dance and like it was super fun. If you just search it on YouTube, you can check it out. But
what's it called?
I don't know. It's just like Kai comedy. I don't know. I don't remember what
you're
it's called.
Absolutely rubbish.
You know what this reminds me of? It's like when they ask Jungkook, like, oh, does he have a favorite actress? And he's like, I know her face, but I don't know her name. I know movie, but I don't know movie name. So that's all you're getting, okay? Just Google it.
Oh, God, terrible. Anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember, you guys can send any of your requests, unpopular opinions or stories to halut@gmail.com or at us or DM us on social media.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at theKway_100.
And we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.